Hey guys, hope you're all really well. Hope you had an amazing day. Still a few more hours left, but I just wanted to catch up and let you know what I've been up to today. Been a, as usual, busy day. So kicked off really with planning for the potential people for the podcast, business owners, people of interest and things like that. And as ever, even though this is a free platform for people to, you know, shout about their story, their business, you know, their reputation, their experience, their knowledge, you know, as ever, trying to get people down to commit is hard work. And I think anything that you start from scratch is always a challenge. Once obviously we get a bit of traction with this, hopefully people could be coming and knocking on my door rather than me always reaching out to them. So it's a case of having to, you know, follow up people that have shown interest, booking them in, making sure that they're going to turn up on time and they're saying they're going to be a turn of time. Had a few which have been a bit flaky, now cancelled unfortunately, but hopefully they'll come back. So it's like anything, I think whenever you're prospecting, in a way, you know, this isn't prospecting, we're not trying to sell anything, but it is that sort of process where you have to reach out to people and see if they're interested and follow up and chase it. And I think you've just got to have that dogged mentality to keep pushing it. If you believe in something and you think it's of value and it's going to help people, then you just got to keep, you know, being driven and determined to make it happen. Having said that, there's lots of really people, amazing people. I just sent out some texts off my phone to just people on my phone to say, listen, you know, if you want to be on it, come out, you know, give me a shout. And genuinely, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, whether I know you or not, to think that, you know, it's not for you. If you want to come onto the podcast, reach out to me. I can't reach out to everybody. I might miss somebody, I might forget somebody, whatever. So reach out to me, please. You know, I need you guys to contact me as much as I'll try and do my best to contact you. Equally, I might not have heard about you, so please do reach out to me. I'd love to hear your story. So did a bit of that this morning. Also, what I try and do every single day is consistently doing the accounts, because I think it's so critical to really keep a firm eye on the figures and the numbers. And I've been guilty in the past where, you know, I've sort of let that sort of slide and just focused on the business and pushing the business forward. But I've really learned that, I think, trying to get into that habit of doing this every single day at the same time, it gets into that good habit of really keeping a close eye and monitoring, you know, the figures. And at the end of the day, it is about the figures. It's not always that excitement of chasing that idea and that, you know, that vision. There is the practical element of running a business. So always try and do that every day. Then I was very much focused on just trying to think now, our growth strategy. We're looking to, we've got an amazing proposal. We've got an amazing proposition for any self-employed advisors. Again, for a lot of you who are not in our industry, you know, for any brokers out there who are in our industry, you know what I'm talking about. But a lot of mortgage brokers work under an umbrella and they're all self-employed advisors. And we're looking to really develop a proposition which is just blows everything out of the water in terms of the competition and really makes it an amazing proposition for anybody who's a mortgage advisor to come on board and work with an amazing team and who will support them and things like that. So really, really focus on looking at that proposal and developing it and then rolling it out. So that's quite exciting. So we had an in-depth meeting. Well, actually, I was planning it first. We've been talking about it for a while, but I did a bit more planning and looking at different business models and different industries to see how they operate and how they work. Because I think there's a lot of learning you can always take from other businesses and other sectors and other industries, just to see how they do things. And if you can take a little bit of learning from different ones, you can sort of put it into your own business model. So that was really interesting. And then we had a meeting with my guys, just again, bouncing those ideas, following up from our previous meeting last week. Both of those I've recorded and they will be going onto our podcast at some point. So I'm really happy to share our sort of internal insights. So keep an eye out for that. Again, that was another job of my things to do today is look at our podcast and make sure we've got tons of content already, looking to sort of structure that sort of going out and planning it moving forward. So that was a meeting. Then following that meeting, had another meeting with our tech guy who's helping us with various projects. He's helping me with the tech startup, but also with our we need to do our website. Hasn't changed since 2009, and it's been one of those ones where it's got loads of great content on it, but it looks like a pile of dog, what's it, you know, you name it. And for anyone who looks at it, you probably go, what the hell? So yeah, it was great at the beginning, but in all honesty, what I did was we used something called HubSpot. HubSpot's fantastic for businesses and for, you know, people with websites, but I must admit it's brilliant in many ways, it really is, and it's enabled me to add pages, take pages, put new content on, take old content off, and tons of things. And I guess for that reason, it has sort of just, it's evolved, but not, you know, anyway, it needs redoing. So that's what we're focused on, and actually trying to produce content and a life cycle and a pattern and a structure that's going to be really intuitive for people who are looking on the site and trying to get information and you know, helpful resources for whatever they're looking to do. So that was a good meeting, and now I've just got to go and do some vlogs for Best Buys for home movers. Got to do that. What else? We've got a few other jobs. I always try and do a bit of learning every day, so I always try and sort of find, you know, time out to see what's going on in not just in our market but other markets, other industries. Learning also in terms of you know, marketing strategies, ideas. Whether that's, you know, Facebook campaigns or whatever, there's, you know, constantly looking at our marketing strategies and ideas and seeing what other competitors, other industries, other firms are doing, just to sort of, you know, really, I guess, learn and make us the best that we possibly can be. So I think, you know, if you can always find time to do some self-learning, that's a massive, you know, plus that's only going to benefit you the long term, and it helps to give you ideas and stimulates your brain in terms of thinking, okay, you know, maybe we could tweak that or bring that into our own business model. So yeah, lots going on, guys. So I just want to show you that sort of my day. Like I said, a few more hours left to go, so let's try and cram as much as we can in. So yeah, hope you've all had an amazing day. Can't wait to catch up with you soon, and keep tuned in. Hey, listen, one thing, if you love this video, appreciate you subscribing, liking, commenting, all that stuff. And yeah, if I can, you know, offer any insight, you know, just ask. More than happy to share. So yeah, keep tuned in, catch up, guys. Take care.
Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love, and catch up soon, guys.